WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. The Facebook page for North Carolina-based nonprofit animal rescue program was hacked, according to WRAL5 On Your Side. Friends of Rocky Mount, North Carolina Animal Rescue said when hackers took control of their Facebook page, the money people were paying for adoption fees started going to the hackers and not to the rescue. The organization has since regained control of their page, but staff are still waiting for Facebook to hand back full control of the hacked account. A Russian hacker group called NoName05716 claimed responsibility for a denial-of-service attack that brought down the website of the Finnish parliament, Helsinki Times reports. While access to the website has been restored, the full scale of the attack remains under investigation, and officials have yet to say whether any sensitive data was stolen. From iTechPost, Klaviyo, one of the most popular softwares in the world that hosts newsletters and email services, has confirmed that they are expecting a data breach. The firm stated that hackers stole login credentials from one of their employees through a phishing attack and proceeded to download information from 38 Klaviyo accounts. An investigation revealed the hackers primarily targeted a list of emails related to the cryptocurrency activities. Klaviyo has since reported the breach to the appropriate authorities and is working with a third-party cybersecurity firm to further explore the incident. 120 dental practices in Belgium and the Netherlands were forced to close their doors after a cyber attack struck Colosseum Dental Benelux, a large company with more than 130 branches, according to RTL News. The incident, which has all the hallmarks of a ransomware attack, blocked staff from accessing patient history alongside crucial internal systems and websites. Company officials have informed the Dutch Data Protection Authority and are working to resolve the matter. Small businesses are cutting back on marketing spending due to Apple's sweeping privacy changes that have made it harder to target new customers online in a growing trend that has led to billions of dollars in lost revenues for platforms such as Facebook, Ars Technica reports. Last year, Apple began forcing app developers to get permission to track users and serve them personalized ads on iPhones and iPads in changes that transformed the online advertising sector. Many small businesses didn't notice the full impact of these restrictions until price inflation squeezed consumer demand in major markets across the world. But now, companies are left with no choice but to conserve cash while also finding it prohibitively expensive to target likely consumers as they once did. From Gizmodo, the U.S. Space Force recently conducted a demonstration using robot dogs to patrol Cape Canaveral in the hopes of automating certain security tasks at the space station. Officially referred to as Ghost Robotics Quadruped Unmanned Ground Vehicles, the robots are intended for manual and repetitive tasks, as well as damage assessments and patrol to save significant man hours. They additionally have visual and auditory sensors and can be commanded by a human controller or run autonomously on their own. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.